Something that I've been noticing this year when I've been out and about is the way the farmers are cutting the hedges back. Look at this. Well, not just, it's not even just the hedges, it's the trees. And you can see it all the way along. It goes everywhere. It's just everywhere. And what they're doing is he's driving along on his tractor and he's just eviscerating all the branches on the trees. Now, normally they'd cut the hedges back, that would be one thing, but they're cutting right to the bone. There's some of the trees you can see here, some of them are just getting mangled to pieces. There's nothing left of it at all. The structure of the trees has just been torn to bits and twisted and just wrecked. And I think, like, isn't it a sort of funny mentality to have? What does that say about the way the farmers are thinking here? I mean, the first thing is you're not going to get any birds nesting in this. Because we're getting the spring coming in, and it's going to be, there's almost nothing for leaves. There's nothing left for, like, foliage to grow on and for the birds to do a nest inside of that. It's just utterly destroyed. And it's going to take years for these branches to grow back. So the birds are not going to have anywhere to nest. And it just looks repulsive. It looks like some maniacs just torn the shit out of all of these trees. And I mean, what he's thinking, I think, is because if he cuts it really back to the bone like this, then it's kind of like, well, that's it done for a few years or something. He doesn't have to bother his arse with it, even though, like, the meters back off the path, it just doesn't have to be done at all. But what it is just purely a kind of a utilitarian kind of look at it. So the farmer's supposed to be, like, in touch with the land, and what's happened is that he's just adopted this kind of mechanistic mass production kind of mindset, so that when he comes to cut the trees back, I mean I think in the past there'd be a bit more kind of thought to how that actually looks on the land, how people are going to view that, how does that affect the landscape if you've just got mile after mile, and it is mile after mile, of, like, wrecked hedgerows, or hedgerows where it's just down to a stump, because it'll save you in the long run. It's more efficient. So it's like this, what you've got is, like, the way that they're managing the land is just a matter of pure kind of efficiency, like a production line, and the result of that is that, like, you can just see there's just wrecked trees all over the place. I've actually seen worse than this. Some of them, they're just lying flat on the floor, and it's kind of related to something else which I've noticed this year, which isn't here. It's I might come across an example later, but basically, we've had a lot of wind, like, this year. We've had a lot of storms this winter in the northeast, and what's happened is that there's just, like, whole plantations of trees have come down. Like, I mean you've got the bigger ones, that it would be normal that some of the big old ones came down in the strong winds, but something's different happened to a lot of these places in the northeast, and you've got whole plantations of young trees which have been planted, and they've all come down like dominoes by the roots as well. They've just toppled straight out of the soil. So what's been happening in the northeast is that it's probably going on everywhere in the country, but what they've been doing is planting trees to fill quotas. And it's all to do with the green agenda and climate change and all of this. And what they've been doing is looking for land. Another thing is, like, it is like kind of creating nature parks all over the place for people to go and walk in, which isn't such of a bad thing. It's kind of a little bit sort of suburban for me, but, you know, it's a kind of fake countryside. But all right, I'm not going to moan about that. It's all right. In theory, I don't mind it. But what they've been doing is that you've got bureaucrats in the council and elsewhere, And what they've been doing is trying, they've got quotas to fill, so they want to have so many trees planted, and those trees are going to have to reduce so much carbon within the next 10 to 15 years. And what they've been doing is kind of looking for the fastest growing trees that they can get, because then they've got targets, you know, and it's all based on modeling, and it's all based on like quotas and percentages of how much carbon can be reduced by this year and all of that kind of thing. And the problem is they've selected these trees and they've brought them in mainly from California. They're called like Sitka things. Are these conifers, these fast grown conifers, because from that, like from the perspective of just pure efficiency, they'll grow really quickly and they'll meet their targets. So that's kind of what they've been doing. That's what explains it. But the problem is, where they've been planting them is mainly, well, there's a lot. They've been planting them on like these nature reserves they've made on the old pits. So you've got like, two or 3 feet of topsoil, and then they are, then the roots are supposed to like sink down. And what's happened is that under the topsoil, there's nothing there but slate from the like slag from the pits. It's basically a big mound which are everywhere in the northeast. You had these huge mounds of slag which came up from the pit, because when you brought stuff up from the pit, you'd only have a little bit of coal. You'd end up with a lot more slate and crap around the coal. So we ended up with these huge mounds all over the northeast, which were like basically just waste from the pits. So then the question came, well, what do we do with them? So they ended up turning them into nature parks, and what they did was put like 2 feet of topsoil across the top, and then they decided, well, this will be a great place, and we can bind the soil together, and we'll stick all of these fast-growing trees on the top of them, and then it'll be like we'll have new forests. What was once pitland will basically be like a new forest land. So what's ended up happening is that all of these bureaucrats have brought in a load of foreign trees and planted them, just to make up the numbers because of efficiency sake. They've brought in all of these foreign trees against our will, and you couldn't make it up. And the trees couldn't get their roots into the soil properly, and a good dose of wind has just blown them all down. Because at the end of the day, I suppose on their spreadsheets and on their computer modeling, like a tree is a tree is a tree. You can shift all of these things around and it doesn't make a blind bit of difference. Why not? Why not bring all of these trees in from the sunny shores of California and plant them on pits in the northeast, which are facing like northeast winds in winter? It doesn't matter. A tree is a tree. Well, it doesn't matter in the world it comes from. It doesn't matter what the climate is. It doesn't matter how it looks there. It doesn't matter. All of these things are just interchangeable ciphers. I mean, you couldn't really. It's just like such a perfect example of what's wrong with globalization. Because obviously that can get us the story of the trees here, where a tree is, all trees are interchangeable and they can all be planted everywhere for the sake to meet a quota on a model in some abstract data sheet thing on a computer or whatever. Like, you can see that could take us into some funny territory there, because the same principle applies to some other issues that we've got. But at the end of the day, it's how detached these people can be. How, on the one hand, they can be like completely overloaded with information and data on absolute everything, but then miss like such basic principles, like miss something deeper. It's the same with the farmer, the way he's cut back that hedge. It's on the one hand, it's like efficiency, data and information, the industrialization, it does lead to this idea that everything is just a standardized product and everything can be switched around, and then like sooner or later hard reality is going to snap. Unfortunately for the cutback hedges, it's going to be the birds who are going to die this year and can't get nested anywhere, and unfortunately for the trees, it just means that we've now got like huge swathes of plantations, of forests, rewilding they called it, which are just useless, which are just going to come down. They've come down by the thousands. I've come on the wrong walk to show you that. Maybe I can find some pictures on the internet or something to explain what I'm saying. But it's a huge thing, and as I speak, they've rewilded and replanted huge areas across the Cheviots, and now they know that they'll all be coming down. The reason why it didn't happen beforehand was because these trees are top heavy, their roots can't get under the ground, but then like above the ground they're, because of the slate to be honest, but then above the ground they're top heavy, and so they go over. They've also been planted again, like they're also too densely packed together, so that when one goes down they all go down. So we see this happening more and more. Just look back at the last couple of years. There's the real world, like reality of mud and trees that need roots and things that belong in places and things that don't belong in places. And then you've got like this kind of the world as data and information. And what we see more and more, whether it's the way the kind of, you know, that kind of ugly way the farmer just hacked all those hedges to bits, or the way they've gone around reforesting parts of England, and lots of other issues. It's like this kind of abstract information thing imposing itself on like reality, and you see the consequences of it more and more every day. See you later, folks.